The Holy Gospel according to John, the 14th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Philip said to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do. And in fact, will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and from the Holy Spirit, our Advocate. The very breath of God breathed into our being and dwelling within us. Amen. This morning I'd like to share with you two of my go-to prayers. Both are short and sweet. The first one is one some of you have probably heard me mention before. It's simply, Lord, have mercy. Or, Lord, have mercy. In these challenging and uncertain times, I frequently find myself praying, Lord, have mercy. I utter it under my breath every time I hear the sound of a siren. Lord, have mercy. And it's often a prayer that is on my heart whenever I hear of yet another senseless act of violence perpetrated on humanity, or when creation itself groans in pain. Lord, have mercy. Lately, though, I've been muttering it under my breath more than usual because I sometimes feel as though the church, and by that I mean the church with a capital C, I feel as though the church has lost sight of its primary purpose, its focus, its mission. Jesus himself entrusted this mission to us, and through the Holy Spirit's indwelling in us, we are empowered to do this work of God, these works. I admit I may be old school, but I was taught, and I firmly believe, that the church's primary purpose is to boldly and unapologetically proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. We're to proclaim this good news of Jesus Christ, his life, death, and resurrection to a hurting and broken world. That's our job as the church. That's the mission to which we are called. Our primary reason to exist as a community of faith is to share with the people around us and with the world around us what I hope we've all experienced firsthand. And that is, I hope that we've all experienced the abundance of God's grace and mercy and love and forgiveness. I know I have. All of this has been revealed to us in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the chosen one of God, the one who came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life up as a ransom for all. Too often, perhaps because we're easily distracted or overwhelmed, or because we lack clarity, or perhaps because of our own sinfulness, the church, again with a capital C, the church that I know and love and want to serve, at times seems to have strayed from this calling. And so I find myself praying, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Because even though we see dimly in this lifetime, we cannot lose sight of God's vision. We cannot forget who and whose we are. We cannot forget how we individually and collectively are the body of Christ, Christ's church. We are Christ's church together. And so today on this Pentecost Sunday, as we celebrate and commemorate the early church and the Holy Spirit coming upon the disciples, what's sometimes referred to as the birth of the church, we must remember the mission to which we've been called and are being called. Here at Central Lutheran, we have stated that our mission is to be the hands and feet of Jesus by loving God and one another, by nurturing faithful living, by serving those in need, and by sharing the gospel. Notice the mission statement promotes action verbs. Loving, nurturing, serving, sharing. That means holding space for one another, showing grace to one another, sharing in one another's joys and in their sorrows. It means worshiping and singing God's praises together. It means feasting on the meal of bread and wine as we share in the visible sign of God's grace. Whenever we partake of the meal Christ instituted, we experience the real presence of Christ's body and blood broken and poured out for us and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. And having been fed and nourished, it means being sent out from this place, enveloped in the peace of Christ, to love and serve the Lord. It means going out into the world to offer ourselves up as instruments of God's hope and God's healing power, even as we pray, Lord, have mercy. But there's another prayer that also wells up inside of me. And frankly, by the grace of God, it comes to mind just as frequently. You see, my second go-to prayer is simply, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Truth be told, most days those two prayers of mine are intertwined together. Lord, have mercy. And thank you, Jesus. Because as I think we all know full well, every single moment of every single day, there is always going to be something that has the potential to tug at our hearts and make our hearts burn within us. And for me, that's when I cry out, Lord, have mercy. But I can never stay there for very long, and neither should you. All of us have so much to be thankful for. So much, in fact, that that simple prayer, thank you, Jesus, should be on our lips continuously, filling our hearts to overflowing love and gratitude for the gift Jesus has given us in the one whom he called the Advocate, the Spirit of Truth, the very one whom Jesus promised would be with us forever. Do not let your hearts be troubled. And do not let them be afraid, Jesus said. It's true, we need not fear, for God is with us. The Holy Spirit, the very breath of God, has been breathed into each and every one of us. Hold out your hand and feel the breath within you. Breathe in. Breathe out. Inhale, exhale. Feel the breath of God within you. And remember, with every breath we take, we inhale God's grace. And every breath we let out has the potential to exhale God's mercy on those around us and on those outside these doors, those whom God places on our path. And so, by the grace of God, may we, along with Christ's church, be united in its mission. And with every breath we take, let us pray, Lord, have mercy, and thank you, Jesus. Amen.